Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Abortion debates most often focus on the mother and the unborn child, but counselors and researchers know that the attitude of the unborn child's father is one of the most critical factors in a woman's decision to have an abortion. The burden of the decision to have an abortion is placed on the mother. However, the presence or absence of commitment and support on the part of the father, or the mother's perception of his support, or the quality of her relationship with him, will often be decisive. According to a report by the Association for Interdisciplinary Research in Values and Social Change, the attitude of the prospective father is an important factor in the stress, anxiety, or depression of the pregnant woman. According to one study cited in the report, two of the most important stresses on pregnant women are single-parent pregnancy, where the woman receives no help from the father of the baby, and the husband who doesn't want the baby she is carrying. The mother may choose an abortion as a response to fear, pressure, and insecurity resulting from a failed or unsupportive relationship with the father. In a 2004 study by the Guttmacher Institute, which was originally founded as a special research arm of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, 14% of women having abortions gave as their reason that their husband or partner wanted them to have an abortion. In addition, 48% gave problems with the relationship as one of the several reasons given for the abortion. An experienced post-abortion counselor in Southern California, Terry Reiser, stated, "It has been my experience in post-abortion counseling that most women desperately needed their partner to demonstrate a reassuring attitude that everything would work out, that the destruction of their baby was out of the question, and that he would protect and care for her and the child." A study in Metropolitan New York found that even when post-abortive women initially denied the influence of the aborted child's father on the decision, their description of the relationship indicated that their partner was either directly or indirectly influential on the decision-making process. Among men who accompany their pregnant partner to the abortion clinic, it is significant that according to a U.S. study in 1981, 83% of the men favored legal abortion. While those numbers have dramatically changed with both men and women opposed to the vast majority of abortions, it should not discount the important role fathers play on the abortion decision. Based on several case studies, there are many reasons that the father may influence the mother to abort the child. The man is psychologically overwhelmed by the pregnancy and seeks to escape responsibility. The child may be unwanted by the father, or the unborn child may be seen as a threat. There may be relationship conflicts or marital dysfunction. The father may also harbor resentment for the child because of fear that his own needs are being neglected. In addition, he may deny or trivialize the reality of the child and be passive or neutral about the situation. This passivity may be mistakenly interpreted by the woman as indifference or abandonment. Nevertheless, there are also men who have been strongly opposed to the abortion of their child, and others who are ambivalent. According to a 1989 Los Angeles Times poll, about 2/3 of U.S. men expressed guilt over their involvement in abortion. The fact that a large percentage of women having abortions are single indicates that the relationship with the father of the child is not at the level of commitment that a mother needs, and that this lack of marital commitment is a strong risk factor for abortion. Abortion, sadly, has been a free passport for men to indulge in relationships without commitment or responsibility. Abortion has been a so-called benefit for men, much more than it has been for women, and especially for their unborn children.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.